Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. We're going exploring to the planet Mars. Bob Zimmerman is here. He keeps the website Beyond the Black, and he's got photographs up for all of us all to examine an alien planet. What are we looking at, Bob?
All right, so we got two stories. The first one has to do with research. This is actually more detailed information of something that I posted and reported on back in March. Scientists using computer machine learning algorithms, essentially a version of AI, were able to assemble and analyze all the orbital images taken from space that showed what they call streaks, either slope streaks or recurring slope lineae. These are two different kinds of streaks that flow down Martian cliff faces or slopes. And they're different, and they're caused by different things. Slope streaks are random. They occur anywhere during the year, and they fade with time, and they can be bright and dark. Recurring slopes occur in the same place seasonally and are always dark. And they're caused, they seem to be caused by different results, or at least they're very different in their location and results. Well, this new analysis says the previous theories had suggested maybe we're seeing brine seeping out of the ground. But no, the new research says these are produced by dry dust events, that it appears to be accumulation of very fine dust on the surface. Something happens to disturb the dust, and then the dust flows down the hill to produce the streak. It's important to understand this is not an avalanche like on Earth, because it doesn't change the topography at all. It just basically stains the surface along as it goes down. And it can actually travel uphill a little bit as it heads, if it gets enough momentum going downhill. They don't really understand what causes this, the real cause, but this analysis says there's no water involved. It's a dry process of dust. And that applies to both of the kind of streak processes, John. It's an advance in knowledge, but we still have a mystery here on Mars.
And we're still looking for whether we're seeing the remains of a once vibrant ocean, or we're looking at dry?
No, this has nothing to do with that at all. These are specific formations that look like avalanches down the sides of cliffs. And the first theory was we might be seeing seepages from below of water or brine, but that's not the case anymore. So it has nothing to do with oceans or few past amounts of water. This is all events that occur now. We see slope streaks appear in different images over time, but what's causing them is now thought to be entirely dry processes, no water involved. And then I have a picture on Behind the Black from Curiosity. Curiosity is moving, of course, into spectacular mountain terrain over the last few years. It's moving towards some formations called boxwork. These are kind of right-angled ridges that were formed on the surface, and it's strange geology, and they want to study it. I posted a picture looking uphill as it moves into this canyon where the boxwork is, and I posted just because I'm a tourist, and it looks like really alien terrain, and it's just going into space, John, and exploring another planet. It's just kind of wild.
Can Curiosity climb that? It looks very steep.
It's going to go up. All right, so the picture I've got looks up a canyon, and you can see a 100-foot-high cliff face in the distance.
Right.
It's going to turn left and go parallel to that cliff face uphill. You can't really see the rest of the canyon, but it's basically going to stay in the canyon working its way uphill. It won't climb the cliff, that's for sure. There's no way. But this is where it's going down the road, but it's going to spend some time doing drills and exploration of this box work where it is right now, trying to understand what caused that geological formation.
All right, a protoplanetary disk. Where, Bob?
This is interesting. Astronomers have discovered evidence of numerous protoplanetary disks in three molecular clouds that are near the galactic center. Protoplanetary disks are, of course, solar systems at birth. There's no planets yet. You got a lot of debris. The planets might be forming. That you find lots of them in these molecular clouds near the galactic center says that planets can form, solar systems can form in very hostile terrains, very hostile environments. The center of the Milky Way is extremely hostile, and yet we have evidence that a lot of solar systems are in their birth stages there. And that just tells us that Well, there are a lot of planets out there, and they can form anywhere.
More planets and grains of sand. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.